As the helicopter began to descend, with everyone pointing to the magnificent thatched-roofed hotel where our generous host had arranged for us all to stay the night, I would normally have been in awe of such a wonderful place. But all I could think of was how I would separate myself from the rest of the group to use my phone. As was the normal procedure on one of these company jollies, the bar would be the first port of call. "What's it to be?" the command boomed out. "Beers all round?" There was no need to ask, as the heat had been unbelievable, so beer and air conditioning was the order of the day for the rest of them. I smiled and nodded as I made for the sign saying, "Men's Room." As I approached the sign, I changed my plan, as a string of men will be making their way here in a very short time. So, looking around for the next best option, I watched as housekeeping made her way up the stairs, leaving the door to the linen cupboard slightly ajar. I was in there like a flash, finding the darkness and quiet a relief. I would have to do some quick thinking should anyone else need the linen, but felt sure I'd be able to think on my feet by pretending to have mistaken the cupboard for the men's room. I pressed the recall button, holding my breath at the same time. "Uncle, is everything okay?" I said as quietly as possible, as a talking cupboard would draw someone's attention, I felt sure. I waited with bated breath as my uncle's reply came in fits and starts. "What's wrong?" I added with urgency. "Are you all right?"
"Well, sort of," he came back. "I've had some very unsavory visitors that made it quite clear what would happen to me and the farm if I didn't play ball, as they put it."
"Have they hurt you?" I said, now frantic at the distance between us.
I'm more shocked than hurt, but they made it very clear that it was you and not me they were looking for."
"What did they want?" I asked with bated breath. More to the point, how on earth had they found the connection between myself and my uncle? Perhaps I had underestimated these bastards. Realizing the imminent danger for him was gone, he continued,
"They wanted to know where you were and wrecked the place in the process of finding you here."
Where are you now? Are you safe?"
"Nothing to worry about. I'm fine. Just a few bruises,"
he murmured.
"I have no idea what they wanted with you. I didn't even know anyone knew of your whereabouts."
I stumbled over my words, the feeling of relief coming with the realization that he was safe, as I began to shake, knowing full well what they were capable of. "Have you got some help to put the farm straight?" Stupid question in the circumstances. But my brain needed time to think what the next step for my uncle would be until I got back from this trip that was now the least of my problems. Before I could add anything further, he said confidently,
"Don't worry about me. You get back when you can. I've already spoken to Angus and Betty, and they've asked me to stay until you're back."
He added without the slightest concern in his voice,
"I'll be fine. The boys here are going to put things right on the farm, and I've already set up a 24-hour watch committee."
He began to laugh.
"Have you seen the Zulus when they had their war paint on? Woe betide anyone that ventures near this place after what has just happened to me."
I wished at this moment I could hug him, as I knew what had happened must have been an ordeal. Just wait until I got my hands on these animals that scared the wits out of an old man, using my name as an excuse. At that moment, I made a pact with the devil. Whatever it took, whoever did this would have a price to pay, without a doubt.